The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hello and welcome to the National Intel Report. It is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. We're in hour two of the broadcast. And I'm your host tonight, Farron Shove. I'm going to run down just a couple of stories, and then we're going to take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. If you'd like to comment on anything that's been discussed or add, many times the RBN audience has news and information that needs to be shared with the remaining audience. But this story right here, Yahoo News ran the story. More than 50 hospital workers in Spain have tested positive for COVID-19 after attending a Christmas meal, according to a local media report. More than 170 health workers from the intensive care unit of the Regional University Hospital of Malaga, located in the south of the country, attended the meal, with at least 68 people later testing positive for COVID-19. Local media outlet SIR reported Monday, although health authorities had only confirmed 22 cases on Sunday. All of the professionals had been, wait for it, fully vaccinated, including with the booster shots. Most of the workers who tested positive are asymptomatic, although in a few cases they have reported mild symptoms. You know, what is really interesting is, you know, the CDC's now admitted that the clot shots don't stop transmission or prevent you from getting it. And so many times, I mean, you know, everybody's doing these stories. They're everywhere. All you got to do is look, that the vaccinated are the ones that are getting sick, although President Biden says that, you know, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I mean, the litany of lies, the depth of lies that they're willing to tell and float and expect the American people to choke down is mind-boggling. After the hospital became aware of COVID-19 infections following the meal, management proceeded to test everyone involved. Those workers who tested positive had to isolate for 10 days and must not return to their jobs at the ICU until they obtain a negative result on a PCR test. The outbreak and the fact that Monday is a public holiday in Spain has reportedly forced the hospital to draft in emergency personnel to ensure adequate services in the ICU. A union delegate for the hospital said, and, you know, this is what's so insane. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to look at this and figure it out. When the government's trying to mandate these vaccinations in the military or federal workers or truckers or what have you, all companies with over 100 employees, that knowing that a certain amount of people, whatever that percentage is not going to be willing to go along with this. They know this. That's why they're paying people to do it and having lotteries and all this other ridiculousness. But then that's going to create problems in the supply chain that's resulting in the shortages, and they're causing all this. All simultaneously, we're being hit with this massive inflation. I mean, this entire situation is completely being done intentionally. It's all being done by design. You know it. I know it. The whole RBN audience knows it. But what is interesting is to watch these normies catching on to it, which a lot of them are. I've said this many times in the last couple of months. I'm amazed when I'm emailed a video from BitChute by, you know, my cousin that used to not pay any attention to this kind of stuff, thought it was crazy, and now, you know, he's coming to grips with it. And what it looks like we're going to find out is a whole lot of people that told us a whole lot of stuff for a whole lot of years, like Bill Cooper, Dr. William Luther Pierce. These things are coming to fruition. You know, I've mentioned several times Harry Box, the 2014 interview he did predicting that it was going to be a medical tyranny. He was, you know, rationalizing it with something similar to an Ebola. But he hit a lot of nails on the head. He got a lot of things correct. So, I mean, you know, you could go back to Eustace Mullins' murder by injection. There's a lot of information. There's been a lot of people that's predicted various scenarios. But here's the bottom line. We're living it now. You don't have to wonder what the scenario is. It's a medical tyranny takeover by the globalists, and they're riding this COVID that they created to try to bring about a complete enslavement of society and humanity. And with sellout traders like the lady from New Zealand, which I saw the video this week, I actually meant to clip it so I could share it, where she was saying, yes, we're creating a second-class citizenry. Those that won't be vaccinated are not going to be able to do anything. I mean, they're openly admitting this. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see when and if the American people will actually wake up, wise up, and rise up to oppose the total enslavement of their society. And, you know, when the American people are willing to sit back and inject their children, which makes absolutely no sense to be given this vaccine to children, but yet they are, and President Biden telling you, you know, it's safe. I mean, that speaks volumes of the how gullible and how dumbed down and feeble-minded a large segment of this society is if they'll give this shot to their children. With that said, I'm going to give out the phone numbers. I'm fixing to play this clip. I'd like to get some of you guys' response, especially I'd love to hear what you had to say about the Ice Age Farmer carbon pipeline. And I don't have it in front of me, the lady that was rode into COVID cab and was put into the quarantine camp in Australia for 14 days when she didn't even have it. All she had done is just been near someone. I mean, total insane clown world on steroids is where we live. You know, I've said it many a time, and I'm going to say it again. We are living in the movie Idiocracy. They Live in 1984, all rolled up into one. So here is Stu Peters. You can find this on BitChute, too. I'm going to play just about a four-minute segment of it. But this is the Stu Peters Show from today. Let's play audio four, please, Mike.
Well, it's sad enough watching adults suffer through catastrophic side effects from the bioweapon who believed the lies that they were told or who had to choose between the shot or losing their jobs. But now the FDA has raced to approve giving the jab to children under the age of 12. And that means that now, of course, we're starting to see our first cases of severe side effects in kids who were too young to even make an informed choice. Dr. Jane Ruby is with us again, and she says that she's starting to see some of these serious adverse events in children ages 5 to 11 years old. Dr. Jane?
The murder of 5 to 11-year-olds has begun, Stu. We predicted it, we feared it, and now it's here. Since the FDA expanded the authorization for 5 to 11-year-olds on October 29th, we're starting to see the first VAERS reports coming in, and they're shocking. Well, before I get to those, I'd like everyone to hear this audio tape of an EMT exchange for a child of 11 years old who collapsed after getting the Pfizer-BioNTech injection.
2101 Shippers Road, Suite 203. 11-year-old male, allergic reaction to vaccine shots. 2 Delta 1. 1881, 3101 Shippers Road, Lords. Suite 203. 11-year-old male, allergic reaction to vaccine shots. 2 Delta 1, Sycamore Road, Buffalo Road, 1119.
So they're calling it an allergic reaction, but it sounds like an 11-year-old completely unresponsive after being injected.
That's correct. This 11-year-old was getting a Pfizer-BioNTech injection at the Lourdes Medical Center in Vestal, New York, which I believe is near Buffalo. Two Delta 1 is a medical call, and I believe one Delta 1 refers to unresponsive, so he was not alert and lost consciousness. This is getting more and more serious, Stu. It's dangerous. And I want to start by sharing just a few of the VAERS reports that have come in that we're starting to see. First of all, there was an 8-year-old female from the state of Massachusetts on 11/23. This vax report came in same day as the injection, unresponsive, weakness. She passed out while she was in the observation area and fell off the chair. She felt better after a few minutes and fell off the chair again after she passed out a second time. No color on her face. I'm reading from the report. After 10 to 15 minutes, listen to this, Stu. Paramedics came in. Parent refused to take the child to allow it to go to the ER, called the mom the same night, and she said, we've arranged for the second dose with the pediatric office. Stu, this is just, I can barely read it. Second VAERS report, and we have these numbers, by the way, these VAERS reports, also filed on November 23rd, same day as the vaccine injection, as they call it. This was a 9-year-old female in the state of California. She had a seizure for a couple of seconds and a headache, complained of a serious headache. The third one, Stu, that I wanted to report on was on October 30th, the vaccine injection, as we call it, on October 30th. The report came in 2 days later on November 1st. This was an 8-year-old child, male, in the state of Wyoming. An 8-year-old male patient received the BioNTech injection via an unspecified route, whatever that means, on November, and at the age of 8 years old. The patient received this injection and was taken to the ICU with myocarditis within 2 days. He was, quote, totally healthy and active, according to family, prior to vaccination. The outcome was unknown. 8 years old with myocarditis within 2 days. And Stu, I want to share this child, a picture of this child, whose parents put him on social media. He's a little boy sitting in a hospital bed. This was posted on the parents' social media, so we are featuring it. I want people to understand how real this is. This is an 8-year-old boy. The information under the picture was a mini heart attack. As a cardiac nurse practitioner, I have no idea what people mean by a mini heart attack. If he ends up dying, will that be a mini death? But this young boy, the quote from his parent under the picture, you see him here with a pizza and some cereal, his first meal in 4 days since coming out of a coma as a result of his mini heart attack. So thankful he's vaccinated with all of the sick people in this place. You'll notice in this picture, he has cardiac leads on his chest. This is so dissonant to me as a cardiac specialist to see a child, any child, unless there was a congenital beginning, in other words, at birth, some kind of heart defect or functional defect. But the majority of children, as most lay people know, do not get heart attacks. And calling it a mini heart attack is one of the criminal egregious things we see. It's like calling these shots a vaccine, these bioweapon injections a vaccine. Let's call a heart attack, which is, by the way, I want to qualify something. A heart attack, by definition, is a post-ischemic event in cardiac tissue. That means that oxygen was deprived to a certain portion of the cardiac tissue that is permanent. That leaves a scarring in the cardiac muscle itself. It never can regenerate. It never comes back. And the heart has to learn to beat, and probably with a different cadence, different rate, and a different functional level after you've had a heart attack.
All right, we can just cut that right there. You can check that out on BitChute if you'd like to. If you'd like to watch the entire show, Stu Peters, December 7th broadcast, but a mini heart attack. I mean, it's already starting. And of course, we already know, it's no surprise to anyone in this audience, the mainstream media is going to cover all of this up. You're lucky that, and I was told, and I heard it on Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's broadcast, I believe, that BitChute had been bought by the BBC. Now, I can't verify that. Apparently not, or that wouldn't be on BitChute, I would say. But anyway, there's a lot of good news and information on Brighteon and on BitChute right now. But we're already going to be seeing, those of us that listen to RBN and look at this type of media information, what is happening with the kids. And it is totally insane to be giving this clot shot to children and many heart attacks. But we're going to move on because I've got callers stacking up. So everybody work with me. We'll get everybody on. I want to hear what you have to say. We're going to David in Massachusetts. We got Pat, Bruce, and Andy coming up. David, how you doing? What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, hi, Simon. Hey, Stu and Jane. Stu and Jane are even more impressive than Tarzan and Jane. Yeah. Stu and Jane are more impressive than Tarzan and Jane. But listen, I love them. What a dynamic duo they make. They should be married. I don't know if they're already married, but if they're not married, Jane should propose. Proposed to Stu or something. If they're not already, they're probably already married. But they seem a natural complementary match to each other. Stu Peters and Jane Ruby. But hey, this is what's on my mind, Fallon. There's two places on this planet, on planet Earth, that are going through a brutal lockdown, and the two geographical locations on this planet that are going through the most brutal lockdowns is Australia and also Austria. Now, has anybody out there considered that Australia spells Austria? In Australia, if you just drop the A-L, Australia spells Austria. Now, isn't that peculiar, huh? What's the mathematical odds of that just happening by coincidence? Austria is right incorporated right into Australia. You just drop the AL in Australia, and Australia spells Austria. Now, isn't that peculiar, Farron?
Well, that is true that those are the two most locked down places, and probably coming in third is New Zealand. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So anyways, I just figured I'd throw that out there into our collective consciousness of the good people. I know what it means to me, Fallon, but I won't go into it because I don't think people are, you know, the audience is because you can handle the truth, but I think a lot of people aren't as really ready to handle the truth as they might presume to be. So at this point, I just wanted to, and I know you get a lot of callers, a lot of really good callers, Fallon, and I just wanted to point that out, that I have a couple of sayings, Fallon, for what it's worth, but I say there's no coincidences. There's only God incidences, and it's not odd. People think all these things that are odd. No, it's not odd. It's God. So check that out, and you'll see that Austria was incorporated in the world in Australia, and the two most brutal lockdowns are going on in Australia and Austria. So
what did you think of the girl that was quarantined, put in the COVID cab, 14 days in Australia, and didn't even have the COVID? It wasn't even sick.
If that isn't diabolic tyranny, I don't know what is, Fallon. It's, I'll just say this for what it's worth, and to what extent people can deal with it, but I put on, and I know, you don't go for the religion and the Bible and all that stuff, Fallon, but my philosophy is I put on the full armor of God, and you can read about the full armor of God in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and it enumerates the full armor of God, because we wrestle with this great global super Satan. Every good man and woman must wrestle daily with the great global super Satan. This is a spiritual battle. Forget the demon rats and the Republic bums. This is a spiritual struggle. And we must wrestle with this great Satan. But before you do, make sure you have on the full armor of God.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much, David. We're going to come back with Pat, then Bruce, then Andy, back in moments.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Intel Report. Taking phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. If you can, call in on 512-248-8252, or you can call in on 1-800-313-9443. Recent data from the UK Office of National Statistics reveals people who have been double jabbed against the COVID-19 are dying from all causes at a rate 6 times higher than the unvaccinated. Need to know.news story. All right, going back to the phones. Pat in Fort Worth, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hi, Theron. I wanted to tell you some news that just happened.
Okay.
Fortune reported in Fortune Daily that Biden's vax mandate is blocked nationwide by federal judge. And which one it was this time was that all the federal contractors, employees, halted, being vaxxed was halted. It was supposed to take place, in effect, on January the 4th. And they're using the same reasoning, which is true, that the last mandate that they stopped was the one for all the health care workers that have to do with anybody taking a hospital employee taking federal funds, which is all of them, because Medicare, Medicaid is a big one, and others were, I won't get into it, but anyway, that's old news. That was this week. But now they've added all the federal contractors' employees, which unfortunately covers such companies as Microsoft, Google, and all that. But you got to take into account that this is a kind of leftist liberal reporter. But anyway, the excuse was the administration lacked the required authority to issue a vax mandate according to the Constitution. But now immediately they've come out to attack the Constitution, and people are saying we need a new Constitution. No, we don't. All we need to do is get this one working, because Mark Levin over here, he wants to get a convention of states, which is nothing but a new constitution, because if you put any new amendments in there, they've all been violated so far. Why wouldn't they be violated again? And so he wanted people to take the shot right away. Mark Levin did. Okay, he's not our friend. Anyway, what else? They've attacked the Constitution, so they're we gotta save the Constitution, because all we needed to lose the Constitution is two states. If 34 states vote on one single issue, they have to have a convention, and they got all kind of other constitutions ready to lay on the table. New states constitution, no trial by jury, no nothing, as the communists do. So that's what's going on. And they've already decided you can't take back your call for constitution or the convention based on the balanced budget amendment. Even Texas has one, okay? Still has one. But anyway, the Texas Tribune reported that a Texas bill failed to block the COVID vax mandates for employers. It failed this morning because all these business groups rallied against it, and they're all communitarian sort of groups, like Texas Hospital Association, 24 Medical, and Texas Hotel and Lodging, but to see the hospital associations, they make money every time you come in and get treated for COVID, which is any old thing they call it. Then they get $39,000. I mean, we need to get the antitrust committee to start looking into these hospitals, because it's called Texas Health, and they have divided up into so many companies, it's going to be hard to get with them. But they have 350 things in North Texas, and they're headed to Austin, where it's a monopoly is what it is, and it's illegal. So I think that's about all I wanted to say. But I don't...
I got music, Pat. Let me, we'll come back with Bruce in Texas. The story she's talking about is on RT.com. I'll read the paragraph when we come back. Stay with me. Back in a moment.
while you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back on the National Intel Report, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. What Pat was referring to, RT.com, the Biden administration's vaccine mandates have hit yet another legal snag as a judge has blocked a COVID vaccine requirement for federal contractors. Based on an appeal, the vaccine mandate was set to go into effect on January 4th, but is now facing a nationwide halt thanks to the decision by a federal judge in Georgia. The case in question, Georgia versus President Joe Biden, also includes plaintiffs from the states of Alabama, Idaho, Kansas, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia. So that is at least good news. We'll keep abreast of those developments. All right, Bruce in Texas, Andy, Dave coming up. Bruce, thanks for holding. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Farron. That was some pretty hard-hitting stuff that you played there in your first hour. Oh, man. I was a paramedic for 6 years and an EMT before that for 4 years. You know, you drive the ambulance and you learn a little bit, you go to school, and then you become a paramedic. And in those 10 years, I never saw one child have a stroke or a heart attack. They were, you know, they're born with congenital heart defects, but no, heart attacks and strokes, that's when the clot shot. That's genocide. That's murder. It's child abuse. And then this plowing up the America's farmland for this stupid carbon storage scheme. I mean, it's war against America. The immigration, you're bringing in tens of thousands of new people that are uneducated, that will just suck off the system, and then paying the ones that did, and they're, they were rightfully, kept in confinement, giving them $450,000. And then today I was at the hospital, and of course, on the TV in the waiting room, they're going to have CNN, and there's four talking heads there all pumping up Joe Biden's getting tough on Russia, and he wanted to give the Ukraine anti-tank missiles when he was vice president. Now he has the opportunity to do so. Joe Biden doesn't know his left shoe from his right shoe, and we all know that. This is an unelected, corrupt government that's killing us. And I don't know, can Russia win in a war against, spare the heartland and spare the big, spare the people, but can they take this damn government out? Because it is not my government. It is not your government. It's a government for the oligarchs.
Well, I'm with you, Bruce. I mean, I stood up. You probably heard Saturday when Tony mentioned that, and I looked into that, and people emailed me that about the pipeline that they're building, and I mean, this is actually happening, and no one's talking about it, and it's totally ridiculous and absurd. And in that, the Ice Age farmer said they're going to have you breathing into a straw, into a pipeline that goes underground to prevent the carbon emissions. I mean, it's like so stupid. It's unbelievable. And then you put that with the other video of the lady that was forcibly jailed, and she wasn't even nothing. It just wasn't even, didn't test positive, nothing. I mean, if they bring that here, what they're doing in Australia, and I think David in Massachusetts, what they're doing in Austria and Australia is incredible. And they want to do that here if they can get by with it. And I'm afraid we're just one, legitimate release of something that really is bad that they release on purpose and then use it to justify everything that they want to do because they've set the precedents for it now.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it at all. I have an idea for renewing the earth, for protecting the environment. Take all these people responsible, grab them out of their mansions, out of their political offices, and put them on a ship, take them out to sea, and feed them through a wood chipper, and throw them in the ocean. These people are going to kill us. You remember that movie Spaceballs, that comedy, that spoof on Star Wars?
It starts off,
and the rich guy is there. Mel Brooks, and he's in his office, and he opens up a can of oxygen and breathes it because there's no oxygen left on the planet. Is that where they're going with this?
Well, it's and Bruce, vaccinating the children all the statistics show you that even if you whatever people believe about whatever is real about this supposed virus. In my neck of the woods here, I don't think I know of anyone that's supposedly like 16 and under that's supposed to have even had it, much less be in the hospital or anything. And you're going to give vaccines, these clot shots, to 5-year-olds with the staggering amount. That first story I done, where in the first 90 days there was 42,000 adverse reactions and then 1,200 deaths just from the Pfizer in America, and you're going to give this to children now? Ah, it's beyond insane. I don't know to think that parents would go and do that. But I talked to a gentleman Saturday that was bragging to me that he just went and got his booster, and this is someone that I consider to be pretty darn smart. But he's already had, this is his third shot, and said he was going to take them at, they keep making them, he's going to be taking them, and he's going to be taking his last breath, I'm sure, as a result of all this at some point. I mean, it's totally nuts, Bruce. I don't know what could come along I'm sure something will, but what will come along that'll be crazier than what we've endured in the last 2 years?
I don't know, man. Thanks for coming on the air and covering. What happened to John Stadtmuller? Do we know yet? Are you free to say exactly what happened? Did he just have a heart attack? Is that what happened?
I don't know. I am not in that loop. I do not know what was the cause of death for John Stadtmuller. I did get an email that maybe Steve Elkins did cover that at some point, but it didn't say what the cause was. So I don't know. I do know, though, someone sent me the last broadcast that John did. I believe it was October 19th was the last broadcast. And John, during that broadcast, he couldn't finish the show. And he was talking about his skin bubbling up. You'd have to listen to it for yourself. But he made some – I did go back and listen to that, and he made some odd comments. But so I don't know. At some point, I'm sure – It'll be well known, but I'm not aware, Bruce.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Andy in Texas. Then we've got Dave in New York, Joe in California coming up. Andy, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call, Farron. You know what? Most of us are all grown-ups, and if we decide to get that death jab, then, well, we got to set with those consequences. You take a death jab to keep your job. You still had a choice. You could have got rid of the jab and figured out a new way to do it, but it just seems so scary. Everything's going to change. My normal society is going to change. I just take the jab. Okay, fine. You made that. Now we got our elderly sitting in these nursing homes with dementia and Alzheimer's and stuff like that. Just trying to live their life out, they're getting a death jab. And now we won't even protect our damn children. I mean, people are getting their children shot up. There's a great video with Richie from Boston. He's got a great video of some compilations of parents regretting that they got their children the death jab and stuff like that. And so now we're going to go ahead and capture all the carbon and put it in these 1,200 long pipelines and just keep it there and stuff. So carbon is the whole basis for this planet. You get rid of carbon, the surface of this planet is uninhabitable. That includes little rabbits, deers, bear, trees, bushes, humans. Okay, so yeah. What they're doing, I think, is they're terraforming the surface of this planet. Let's not forget they got these deep underground military bases that have all the life-supporting things in there. They're growing plants in there under their halide lights and their geo-whatever they're doing there. It's self-sustainable. So they're going to get to a point where you can't live on the surface of this planet, and then I think they're going underground. It's just absolutely crazy, Frank.
Oh, it's totally insane. I mean, and they... The way, you know, and the news media goes all along with this, the majority of both parties, I mean, it's not like the Republicans is doing anything to fight the global warming hoax much. They just go along with it. And, yeah, I mean, the pipeline story I thought was one of the – if the story wasn't so crazy about the lady in Australia, the pipeline story, and that this is getting no national attention, I mean – I done some searching just to verify the story. I didn't want to just play the Ice Age farmer without some verification. And all of the news stories that I got, which was pages and pages and pages of them, but it was just local newspapers, you know, little newspapers in that area. So the majority of the people are like I am. I was totally unaware. I was unaware that this was going on.
Well, you know, the beauty about what's going on in the world right now, this is a great plan they got going together, and it's such a great plan. They're being arrogant about it, too. COVID-19 killed a bunch of farmers, and that's where you see Bill Gates and George Soros and everybody stooping in to buy this farmland so they can plant their soybeans and give us this genetically modified group of stuff that they'll turn into meat and all sorts of other things. I mean, this is just brilliant. It's a brilliant plan. And the point here is they really feel like they got us dumbed down enough to where there is no line in the sand for the American people, at least. I mean, look at Italy, France, Germany, Australia, Canada. They're even fighting back. We're sitting here waiting for them to come to our door and drag us into a gulag and jab us and leave us in a cell. And just like them 600 kids up there in Washington, D.C. These yeah. people don't care about us. The line in the sand for me was crossed, I don't know, 8-10 years ago. And I'm not drawing another one. I just don't know what to do about it by myself. It's amazing that we're sitting here doing this, but I get it. They've poisoned us for years and years and years, waiting for this very moment to do this. They've dumbed us down, and I am not going to be surprised to hear, and I believe I heard it, lithium in our water, so we'll sedate ourselves, including your bottled water and such. I mean, these people got us sitting here so docile, and now they want to pit the vaccinated against the unvaccinated for some sort of civil war, or blacks versus whites for some civil war, or whatever they want to instigate. This is past a joke. We need not to arm up and go on big piles of people to our governors or mayors or whatever. We need to be tactical about it, because you get in a group, that makes you a target with a bunch of weapons and stuff. But there has to be a mounted effort to take this back, and that's all I got for you, Farron.
Well, Andy, I think there's a lot of people that feel the same way you do, you know, and you're right. You look where you can find the reporting. France, these other countries, they're having major pushback. In America, it's just a little pocket here, just a little something there. It's amazing how docile and impotent the American people seem to be. Steve Elkins and Tom D mentioned John's cause of death was a abdominal aortic aneurysm that ruptured. We're not sure what the rash was. So, Bruce, that's what Mike is saying there. Let's go to Dave in New York. We've got Joe in California coming up. Dave, thanks for holding. How you doing?
Hello. Yeah, Aaron. Very interesting. I listened to your show, and I hear my local news that they didn't put on the news. Listen to Jane Ruby. She says, Vestal Road. I'm there. What? Vestal Road? And she says, Lordy's Hospital. Well, we call it Lord's Hospital here. As a matter of fact, so it's great to hear that this information is not available to us, but guy down the street works at Lord's Hospital. I think I will ask him. Maybe he knows. Maybe he won't say. Who knows? But I have a friend is in Lord's Hospital with COVID that he caught from someone else who was in a different hospital here, and he was in there for about 8 days, age 83, heart problems, a hard real worker, but you know, he died in 8 days. We went to his funeral, and then someone else is in the other hospital here. So I've known about 10 people in the last 3 weeks who've gotten COVID. I think I actually caught a bit of it from the guy who died when he sneezed in the hall next to me the day before he went in the hospital, and he was leaning on the wall, and I'm telling him, boy, you need ivermectin or some help or something. He said he was on 15 pills. So, but this is very interesting to get such such news. Farron, I appreciate you playing that. Well, yes, did you have comments?
I thought that normally I don't like to play long audio clips. I feel like it kind of, you know, depersonalizes the radio broadcast and people's attention spans and blah, 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 blah. But those two needed to be played. I'd asked Mike if anyone had played the one from the lady in Australia. But, you know, that's the beauty of BitChute, and that's the beauty of Republic Broadcasting. This information's out there and we can share it. Now, I wanted it to be part of the archive so that, you know, people could share it if they felt so inclined. But I mean, you know, it's just incredible, Dave. I mean, we're vaccinating children. We have borders wide open. They're building the carbon pipeline. This infrastructure bill is just totally insane. The Republicans aren't doing anything. And we're being censored every which way possible. You can't even put a smidgen of truth on YouTube or Facebook or any of these big platforms. And they're just running the table on us. They're running the table on us. And a large segment of the society is just asleep at the wheel. They're just standing around dumbfounded at what's happening, wishing everyone would just leave them alone.
Well, Farron, you know, a friend of mine was saying, well, I don't see any local examples of these vaccine deaths. Well, here's one of them, and then I heard of another one today that I told him, but then they come back and say, well, you know, this is only a small percentage of, you know, and there's always an excuse there's always an excuse, and they always minimize it. But then at the same time, they say, listen, they're just yanking my chain a little, I think. But they are also saying, listen, we can't get the numbers of people that are unvaxxed who've died or that have vaxxed who died. Why don't they want us to know this? This guy's been trying to get it for 3 months. And I think that's a very good point, which I didn't even think of. So, I mean, I guess we did a little bit. But, you know, I think it's a very good point that they're not giving those numbers out. They don't want people to know the real statistics. Why is that?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, if people, like I've done here in my neck of the woods, our local newspaper puts out some of the statistics, and if you crunch the numbers that they put out, which we already know they're skewed, but if you use their numbers, it's like a 98.9% survival rate, a 1.1 mortality rate. You wouldn't even make a vaccine for that, much less shut down schools and close churches and close all these mom and pop. You wouldn't do none of this for that, you know, because
I think people need to do something. If you're not going to get the vaccine, which allegedly, you know, gives you a lower, less symptoms in the end. I mean,
I got music, Dave.
People that I know are getting sicker. They're getting sicker than normal from the flu, you know, much sicker from this, potentially, especially if they let it go and they're not taking the supplements. For me, I got a touch of it, I think, and I was over it in 4 days, and I was just resting some of those days.
Thank you so much.
Loaded with
We're going to come back with Joe in California. Thank you so much, Dave. Back in a moment.
To bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right, we are back on the National Intel Report, last segment of the broadcast tonight. We're going to Joe in California, patiently holding. Joe, we've got about 5 minutes. They're yours. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. I just, you know, I'm so proud to even be a part of your program at all. Your guys are so informed, and everybody's communicating, and everybody's gaining more and more knowledge on these issues. It just seems so crazy that somebody keeps calling something a vaccine when it's not under the definition of vaccine. And I know that they've recently altered the definition to try to make it more justifiable. But when government itself exempts themselves from the jab that they're telling everyone to take, has to be a key indicator that it doesn't work. And there's an agenda. And then when you see that Pfizer gave $61 million to Biden's inaugural, and there's so much corruption. The families, you know, the children that are financially benefiting from the people in office, you know, you see the Clintons get away with everything, and then you see Biden, Hunter Biden, claim that his laptop can't be looked at, but when you look at it, they did some secret deals with China, and the conflict of interest is unbelievable. And when you look at the history, like in the 1980s, when they had a leak at Fort Detrick, where Fauci's lab, where it killed a bunch of people, but when the Stanford scientists went in and found out that what he was making was some sort of thing, some sort of spike protein that was able to cut through the cell and get to the inside of the cell and transport viruses on a large scale, it seemed like something that they shouldn't be doing. And then they have this gain-of-function law in place to prevent Fauci from doing what he's doing, and then they move something to Wuhan and do exactly what he shouldn't be doing in the first place, and then try to blame somebody else, like, you know, scapegoat, shift the blame, stuff like that. And I'm not sure if I'm still on or if the phone went dead.
Oh, yeah, you're on. Yeah, well, I mean, the corruption, the amount of corruption, the immense corruption, the Bill and Hillary Clinton's a perfect example, Comey, Clapper, Rosenstein. I mean, you could just go on and on and on. The rigged election, I mean, who was it? George Carlin said it's a giant club.
It's a giant club, and you ain't in it.
Yeah.
the Comey guy has a brother, and James Comey. Well, before he was a government employee, he was an employee of HSBC Bank, where the Clinton Foundation does all their moneying, along with this Loretta Lynch lady. And then Comey's brother is the accountant for the Clinton Foundation at this law firm in Washington, D.C. called DLA Piper. One of the co-owners of it is Kamala Harris's husband, and what he does is he provides H-1B visas to illegals that come into America for Hollywood and the entertainment industry. And it's a total conflict of interest to bring people in from Afghanistan and then to place them places because they specialize in computer-generated graphics or Hollywood effects and
I got music. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Thank you for holding until you held on right to the end. I wish I had more time for you. Good information. It's like Nancy Pelosi's husband and his real estate deals. I mean, just on and on. Seth Rich murder. When they come for your gold, give them lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
We must take America back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.